He whips it around the wheel to Jenkins, takes another left wing three and nails it again. Cole Jenkins has advanced the Carmel statistics to 5-for-6 from the three-point line tonight.
Good afternoon, listeners. As the season continues for Carmel basketball, we pause for a minute and talk to one of the key players for the success for this season so far. Today, I have the privilege to sit down with sophomore on the Carmel High School basketball team, number 3 point guard, Cole Jenkins. Cole, thanks for joining me in the WHJE Sports booth today. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, let's go ahead and get started here. You're a sophomore in this Carmel High School basketball program. What has your 2 years been like at Carmel?
It's a drastic difference. You know, last year we had Ryan Klein, and, you know, the team was kind of centered around him. This year it's a little different, but, you know, both years have been a blast.
Now, I want to bring that up because, like you said, this season has been pretty different for the Hounds. Have you, and you've lost a lot of close games by a small margin and costly turnovers and many more, but however, you have gotten a few upsets and showing your guys' potential. How challenging has that been for you guys going through those tough losses but also getting tough wins and know you can beat these teams?
Yeah, well, you know, I feel like everyone's, you know, passing us by, you know, with all these close wins and close losses. It does get under your skin a little bit and it bothers you, you know, that people are just pushing you to the side when you play against these good teams. But we do have good wins, and I think that that's keeping us motivated coming into sectionals.
Now, being in a program that produced guys like Josh McRoberts, like Ryan Klein, and so many others, what does it mean to be part of a program like that?
You know, it's an honor. You know, great guys coming into this program that do great things, and, you know, not just myself, but the other guys, I feel like that we need to, you know, we want to build on that, and we take great honor in it.
Many people see you as a role player who comes off the bench and can provide an energy alongside the second unit for the Hounds when Hetty calls your name. What's your job on the court? Like, what is going through your mind when you step out there, hear that number called? What's going through your mind?
I'm not looking to score. I'm looking to get guys like Sterling and Preston the ball because our offense is them, and, you know, they're our main scorers, and Garrett helped us along with that. But when I'm on the court, I'm just trying to be a playmaker and do what I can on defense and just doing the best play for the team.
Now, obviously, season winding down, a lot of questions surrounding what Carmel team will see going against Noblesville here in a few days. Are we going to see a team that loses to a team like Westfield on the road, or a team that can upset a Pike or a Warsaw like you guys did a few weeks ago?
You're definitely going to see a team that upset Warsaw and Pike. You know, that's the team that we are. You know, Westfield, we obviously don't like to talk about that, but, you know, that's what everyone's talking about when it comes to Carmel. So it's just all about us losing to Westwood. But for us, upsets against Pike and Warsaw have been huge momentum boosters coming into sectionals. And, you know, we're using that as motivation coming into sectionals.
Now I'm going to bring up Ryan Klein again. You know, you lose two big guys who consider a lot of your guys scoring. And you guys are kind of a part of a new era in Carmel basketball when you lose those two. What do you think is in store for this program in the next few years?
You know, I think the future is bright for us. You know, we have Sterling staying. You know, unfortunately, this is Preston's last year, but he's doing a great job this year. You have guys like myself and, you know, PJ that are going to have to step up next year and the coming years. And, you know, roles are definitely going to have to be increased from the past couple of years. But, you know, I think we're all ready for the challenge.
So what steps are you looking to take, or Sterling, like you said, looking to take, so you can step up into those roles and possibly be the next Preston Flamian or Garrett Covington or even Ryan Klein?
You know, I think, you know, next year is just, it's going to be Sterling's team. Sterling's going to be, you know, our leader. He's our leader now, kind of, and, you know, next year his role is going to be, you know, drastically different with him having to score, you know, 15 at least game in, game out. But, yeah, we can't have another Ryan Klein. We can't have another Josh. But, you know, if we could, we obviously would. But we have a Sterling. We have, you know, a John Michael, who's a freshman this year, doing good things. But I think we're all just going to stay with our role that we have this year and, you know, only increase it for next.
Now, I want to take you back to a game where you really shined. Carmel versus Lawrence North, Indianapolis, in the first ever Northside Madness doubleheader. And you hit a shot from half court. Let's take a listen.
4 seconds remaining. Carmel's going to have to push. Jenkins, barely dribbling, puts up a half-court shot, and in! Cole Jenkins nails it at the buzzer, and Carmel has tied the game at 35. What a way to end the third quarter.
So, obviously, that's a big shot right there that you hit. What's it like hitting that shot and just tying the game right before a fourth quarter and against a team like Lawrence North, who's probably one of the better teams in the state?
Yeah, it was a big shot. I'm going to be honest, when I threw it up there, I didn't think it was going in. I just kind of walked over to the bench. I didn't really see it going, really. But, you know, I heard that bounce off the backboard and went in. And, yeah, I think that was just a I was very happy it went in.
You also hit one in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. In the first quarter, yeah. You hit like I believe it was a mid-range jump shot from the free throw line. You were just clutch that game, weren't you?
I don't know. The first, both of them are pretty lucky, but you know, every practice I practice my bank shots. So the first quarter one, I can admit that was on purpose a little bit, but the second one was just all luck, and I'm happy it went in.
In case you are just joining us, I'm Griffin Gonzalez, and sitting beside me is point guard for the Carmel Boys varsity basketball team, Cole Jenkins. So, looking at the season, as it's winding down here, last couple of weeks coming down, it is March here in Indiana, so obviously very little weeks left. What grade would you give yourself and the team based on the play this season?
You know, it's been such an up-and-down season. You know, last year we lost 3-4 games, something like that. We've already lost 8. We've already lost 8 or 9. So, you know, we're obviously a way different team. You know, I grade ourselves that, you know, every practice we come in ready to play. Every game we try our best to come in ready to play. And I think that, you know, there's not really a grade that you can give us because, you know, we're different from the past teams and we're different from, you know, what we're going to be, but no team is going to be the same. But I think what we're doing this year is we just don't have someone that we can go to night in, night out, really, like a Ryan Klein and stuff. So, you know, I grade ourselves well based on the heart that we have and the motivation that we've had throughout the season and, you know, just motivation based off past years.
And you said you already lost so many games this season. Obviously, you had a great season last year, only losing, I believe, 4 games, like you said. But this year, obviously, a lot of close losses. We see Cathedral, we see North Central, we see big games like those where you guys came up really big against some of the best players in this, not only the state, but the country. Moving forward, as you get into playoff time, do you guys think that experience in this close games versus these teams give you the confidence going against them in the playoffs?
Yeah, ever since those games, we've focused on closing out games, and we feel like we have to improve on that because we've obviously not closed out games very well. But, you know, when it comes to sectional time, I think that we're definitely going to be ready, you know, practice, watching film, you know, all that good stuff. And I think it's going to pay off in sectionals.
Now, Cole, you're almost halfway done with your time here at Carmel. What has been your favorite moment and least favorite moment playing on this team?
I think my favorite moment was last year, being a freshman, dressing varsity, dressed a couple games in sectionals. And I dressed against the game against Homestead. And unfortunately, we lost, but I think the experience was priceless. You know, I can't go back and do that as a freshman, obviously. But the worst was probably, I'm gonna have to say, the Westfield loss. I mean, that's just a loss that, you know, for my 4 years at Carmel, that's the one loss that I'm gonna remember forever.
Well, Cole, I really appreciate you stopping by WHJ today, and good luck to you and your boys the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like to add before you leave today?
Hey, we're going for the title. We're going for the state. We can do it. I got it.
Well, Cole, good luck. Thank you once again for stopping by, and go get that title.
Thank you.
For WHJE, this has been Griffin Gonzalez interviewing Carmel point guard Cole Jenkins. For this story and more, check us out on www.whje.com and stay listening to 91.3 The Edge.